Let's begin with pranayama breathing. It's deep breathing. It's good for your lungs and your respiratory system. Right, Lalinda? Toes and heels together, side by side. Interlock your 10 fingers underneath your chin. Get a tight grip to the webbing and touch your thumbs to your neck. Contract your thighs. Good solid base. Relax your shoulders. Concentrate and begin. Inhale through your nose. Stretch your elbows up to the ceiling. Suck your stomach in and fill your lungs. Exhale, keep your chin down in the room. You look forward at yourself at home. Look all the way back. Empty your lungs completely. Inhale, snoring sound in your throat. There's lots of you. Should be nice and musical. Lift up nice and tall. I forgot to mute you. Fill your lungs. Exhale. Keep the weight in your heels. Spine straight. Belly tight. Shoulders down. Lungs empty. Good. Inhale. Warm up from the inside. Every breath bigger, deeper, fuller. Stretch up even taller. Exhale. Look right at yourself in the mirror. Yes, Mark. Spine straight. Just your arms moving here at home. Head all the way back. Empty your lungs. Inhale. Drag the air. Throat constriction. Stomach in. Lift up tall. Exhale. Keep the weight in your heels. Thighs contract. Belly pull it in nice and tight. Empty your lungs completely. Inhale. Mat a little more inner thighs, less butt, so knees go more forward. There you go. Stretch up nice and tall. Exhale. Keep the weight in your heels. Stay lifted. Crisp. Squeeze your butt. Tuck it under just a little bit. Shoulders go down. Lungs totally empty. Inhale. Every breath. Bigger, deeper, fuller. Expanding the capacity of your lungs. Fill it all the way up. Exhale. Keep your eyes on your eyes in the room at home. Look all the way back with your eyes. Shoulders go down. Lungs empty. Inhale. Drag the air in. Lock your knees. Suck your stomach and stretch up tall. Exhale. And feel your thumbs touch your neck. Spine straight whole time. Belly pull it in. Shoulders go down. Lungs empty. Inhale. A few more here. That fog really warmed it up in here. Stomach suck it in tight. Fill your lungs. Exhale. Keep the weight in your heels. Stay nice and lifted. Good test. A little more. Shoulders go down. That's it. Palms together. Empty your lungs. Inhale. Last two. Biggest, deepest breath. It could still be louder. I know some of you men are going to start breathing loudly at some point. Exhale. Don't wait. Get it out of your system now. Weight back. Thighs tight. Belly in. Lungs empty. Inhale. Last one. Biggest, deepest breath. Snoring sound. Suck your stomach and lift up tall. Fill your lungs. Exhale. Everything twice. Second set. Keep your feet together. Interlock your 10 fingers underneath your chin. Get a tight grip to the webbing. Touch your thumbs to your neck. Thighs contract. Your shoulders relax. You concentrate on yourself and begin. Inhale through your nose. Stretch your elbows up to the ceiling. Suck your stomach in and fill your lungs. Exhale. Stay nice and lifted out of your lower spine. Beautiful, Margie. Shoulders go down. Palms together. You empty your lungs. Inhale. Elbows go up, shoulders stretch to your ears. See just yourself in the mirror as you fill your lungs completely. Exhale, weight back, thighs tight, belly in strong, shoulders go down, lungs totally empty. Inhale, look right at yourself. Be so present to the moment. Suck your stomach in tight. Beautiful, Marie, full lungs. Exhale, and like an accordion, squeeze it out. Belly goes in tight, push the air out of your lungs, spine straight, empty your lungs. Inhale. Let me help you. Suck your stomach in. Lift up tall. Fill your lungs. Exhale. Beautiful, Shannon. Squeeze your butt. Tuck it under. Spine straight. Hold time. Lift it out of your lower spine. Empty your lungs completely. Inhale. Fill it right back up. Expand the capacity of your lungs. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. Fill it up. Exhale. Keep looking forward. Shift back to the heels one more. Squeeze your butt. Tuck it under. Stay lifted as you empty your lungs. Inhale. A few more. Lock your knees. Lift up, stomach in, stretch up, exhale, good, Stephen, thumbs touch your neck, shoulders press down, lungs totally empty as you bring your elbows together, inhale, two more, lock your knees, there we go, stomach in, keep inhaling, fill your lungs, exhale, keep your legs nice and strong, even inner thigh squeeze, good, Tess, shoulders go down, palms together, lungs empty, inhale, last one, it's like you saw a deer in headlights, Tess. Exhale. She did. She got traumatized on the way to yoga. She needs yoga because of her drive. Change. Arms down by your side. Half moon pose. Hands to feet pose. Keep your feet together. Inhale your arms over your head. Interlock your fingers. Release your index fingers and cross your thumbs. Stretch up. Bend your body back and forth, right and left. Feel some stretching down both sides of your body. Stretch up a lot as you pass through the center. Are you commit to that hat the whole time, or have you given yourself liberty to take it off if it's too much?
I think I've given myself some liberty.
Okay, good. Look at how flexible you've become. Go ahead and stop in the middle. I feel like your first class, you're like, I'm going to wear this damn hat all class. Knees locked, weight in your heels, look forward, take an inhale, stretch up, slowly bend your body to the right, and push your hips out to the left. So you feel and you create a tremendous stretch in the whole left side of your body, fingertips all the way to toes. Contract your thighs, other words, lock your knees. Suck your stomach in tight. That's it, Carmine. You read my mind. Lift up more and stretch over. Stay lifted and lean into your left hip. Get that tremendous stretch, whole left side of your body. Stomach, suck it in tight. Thighs contract really strong. Face relaxed, breath calm, thighs tight, stomach in. Come down a little bit deeper. Come down and push. Inhale, come up. Pretty good, Pat. Stop in the middle. Take an inhale. Stretch up. Slowly bend your body to the left. That 13 years of yoga is really paying off. Knees locked. Weight back in your heels. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. Keep your palms together all the way to the wrists. Yeah. Make your arms straight. Elbows as close, never mind. Stomach in. Lift up. Stretch over and lean into your right hip. Beautiful, everybody. Tremendous stretching feeling. Whole right side of your body. Awesome, Chris. Stomach in tight. Thighs contract really strong. Keep your chin up a little more, Stephen. More neck. There you go. Stretch over. Lean into your right hip even more, Mark. Open up the right side of your body as you come down a little bit deeper and push. Change. Inhale. Come up. Keep your arms there. Now relax your neck and drop your head back. Arms straight. Now elbows close together. Take an inhale first. Stretch up. Then exhale, bend your spine backwards from the top down. Good, Mark Fortino. Contract your thighs. Keep the weight back in your heels. Calm breath through your nose. Lift out of your lower spine. Look down for the floor below you. Keep your legs straight. Shift back to the heels again. And push your hips more forward. Eyes look down. Beautiful, Janet. Palms together, elbows close. Stay lifted every inhale, chest up. Every exhale, flexibility takes over. You bend it more. Yes, Shannon. Look down for the floor. Go back, Margie. Get it. Way back. More back. Go back. Inhale. Come up. Wow. Stretch up. Stomach in. Bend your legs and put your hands on the floor in front of you. Touch the floor. Bend your legs back and forth, right and left. Relax your neck and let your head hang. There's still a few secret Santa names in the bucket. So if you haven't grabbed a name and you had put your name in, that wouldn't be cool to just, be like, I'm going to get a gift, but I'm not going to give a gift. That's not how the game works. Bend your knees and grab your heels from behind. Step on all of your fingers. I see everybody's asking the rules. I guess I didn't clarify. Hold on to your heels. Get a nice tight grip. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. If you have the grip on your heels, you pull and stretch your body down from the lower spine. Touch stomach on thighs. Chest on knees, relax your neck. Touch your face on your legs below your knees. Keep your upper body and lower body sandwiched together the entire time. Shoulders away from your ears, yes. Elbows, stretch them back. Stomach, suck it in tight. Continuously pull to get that tremendous stretch in the back of your body. Just tuck your chin in just a little bit more. There you go. Keep your upper body, lower body sandwiched. You don't have to move. You just continuously do the action. Get that tremendous stretch, whole entire back of your body. If your face is touching and your legs are straight, then contract your thighs and lock your knees. Change. Come on up, arms and ears together. Exhale, arms down by your side. Hold still. Look forward. Breathe easy. Do it again. Second set. Keep your feet together. Inhale, your arms over your head. Interlock your fingers, release your index fingers, and cross your thumbs. Contract your thighs, shift weight back to the heels. That's great with the legs, Matt. Take an inhale, stretch up. Slowly bend your body to the right. Good, lift everybody. I will report it to management. Push your hips out to the left. Feel that tremendous stretch, whole left side of your body. Fingertips all the way to toes, stomach, suck it in. Palms touch, whole time, all the way to the wrist. Check it out. Lift up and stretch over. Beautiful, Gretchen. Lean into your left hip. Stomach, suck it in to support your lower back. Stay lifted. Use that strength and then go to flexibility. Stretch over. Lean into your left hip. Lock your knees nice and tight. Come down just a little bit deeper with your stomach in. Come down and push. Inhale, come up, stop in the middle. Take an inhale, stretch up. Slowly bend your body to the left. That's a good lift, Stephen. He's going for how much he can lift. Push your hips out to the right. Feel that tremendous stretch, whole right side of your body, fingertips to toes, eyes forward, stomach in. Good, Mark. Lift up. Did you just slow blink at me? Lean into your right hip. Thighs contract nice and tight. Palms together, stomach in. Stretch over a little bit more and lean into your right hip. Tremendous stretching feeling, whole right side of your body, thighs tight, stomach in. Stretch over, push your hips, come down even deeper. Can you touch my head, Carmine? Come down and push. Change, inhale, come up. Good, I didn't want you to. Keep your arms there, relax your neck, and drop your head back. Keep your arms straight and your elbows close. Take an inhale first, stretch straight up. Then bend your spine backwards from the top down. Contract your thighs, keep the weight in your heels. Look back with your eyes, look down for the floor. Lock your knees and shift back. Tighten your hips, beautiful Janet, and push your stomach, legs, hips, everything forward towards the mirror. Look back with your eyes, guys. Look all the way down for the floor. Can you see it? Lock your knees, keep the weight in your heels. Uh-oh, calm breath, nice and quiet. Eyes look down, keep your chest up. Let your spine bend more. That's it, Carmine, get it, bud. Eyes back, now go back. Let your flexibility take over, fall back, more back. See your towel, Margie, one more back. Change, inhale, come up, never hurts to ask. Stretch up, stomach in, bend your legs and put your hands on the floor. That wasn't really a question though. Touch your hands on the floor and bend your legs back and forth, right and left. Again, relax your neck. Just let your head hang here. There you go, set some movement in your hips and your lower back. All right, let us begin. Bend your knees, grab your heels from behind. Can't grab your heels, you grab your elbows behind your knees. Get a good grip. Suck your stomach in tight. If you have the grip on your heels, pull and stretch your body down. Touch stomach on thighs, chest on knees. Touch your face on your legs below your knees. If your face isn't touching your legs, bend your legs more. Bring your legs to your face. Hold still and let your body stretch a little bit deeper. Shoulders away from your ears. Elbows, stretch them back. Great, Chris. Eyes open with your face touching your legs. Upper body, lower body sandwiched together from beginning to end. Continuously pull, tremendous stretching feeling. Hold back your body. Yes, Katie, hold that right there. With your face touching your legs, if your legs are straight, lock your knees. Change, come on up, arms and ears together. Exhale, arms down by your side, take a breath. Awkward pose, Utkatasana. Oh, Carmine, what are you getting in my territory? Right foot step to the right, 6 inches. Keep your feet straight and your toes forward. Inhale, arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contract nice and tight and strong. Take an inhale. On your exhale, lean forward. Stick your butt out and sit all the way back. Sit down in the chair. Knees behind your toes. It's your favorite, Tess. Suck your stomach in and lift your chest. Right there, Tess. That is beautiful. 6 inches between toes, heels, knees, and hands. All right, Stephen, stick your butt out more. That's it. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. Now hold it in as you lift your chest up slowly to arch your upper body back. Change, inhale, come up, keep your arms there. Good, Bonnie, stand all the way up on your toes. So spine, chest, head, stretch all the way up. Stretch your arms more, Pat, you can. Knees up, nope, then bend your legs and sit down on top of your toes. You're gonna hear a lot of yes and nope and good. I met the dog trainer yesterday. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. Shoulders down, tricep muscles contract. I was on his Instagram stories. I felt famous. Knees up to the ceiling and heels up a little bit higher. Beautiful, Jenny. Can you bring your upper body back a little bit? Then bend your legs and sit down one more. Hold that right there. Knees up and heels up. Inhale, come up. Wow, Gretchen, that looked relaxing to you. Touch your knees together. Stomach in, slowly slide down the imaginary wall. Keep stretching your arms forward like you're trying to touch the mirror. Let your heels lift up. Hips half inch from your heels. Bring your knees together and forward. Suck your stomach in, stretch your spine, shoulders down. Tricep muscles contract. Beautiful, Jane. Keep your knees together. Stomach suck it in and slowly slide back up the imaginary wall. Right foot back to the left, arms down. Keep your head up, eyes forward. Do it again. Second set. Right foot step to the right, 6 inches. Keep your feet straight. Inhale, arms up, parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contract. Way to spring to action, Matt. Take an inhale. On your exhale, lean forward. Stick your butt out and sit all the way back in the chair. Sit down nice and low. Keep knees behind toes. Then suck your stomach in. Lift your chest up. Shoulders down. Calm, quiet breath. Maintain 6 inches between toes, heels, knees, and hands. Feel your feet flat on the floor. Uh-oh, Tess. Shift back. Suck your stomach in. That's it. Now lift your chest up and arch your spine. Change. Inhale. Come up. Keep your arms there and stand all the way up on your toes. Spine, chest, head. Stretch all the way up to the ceiling. Triceps contract. Then bend your legs and sit down. Chris, a little more. Right arm up. Down until thighs parallel. That's it. Knees up. And heels up. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. Tricep muscles contract strong. Even higher on your toes. I believe you can. Relax them so they bend. Come up higher on your toes. Yes, Walt. Suck your stomach in tight. Shoulders stay down. Eyes focused forward. It just keeps going, Katie. I don't know when it's going to end. Knees up to the ceiling. Heels up even higher. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. Inhale, come up. You guys are here for the challenge. Touch your knees together. Stomach in, slowly slide down the imaginary wall. Calm, easy breath. Let your heels lift up. Hips half inch from your heels. Bring your knees together and forward. Stomach in, stretch your spine. Shoulders down. Tricep muscles contract. You want to bounce? I know Dinah does. Anybody? Oh, not such a bouncy class. Slowly slide back up a little bit. Right foot back to the left. Arms down. Eyes for the bouncers will come tomorrow, I imagine. Eagle Garasana, keep your feet together. Inhale your arms over your head. Bring your right arm underneath your left arm. Cross at the elbows, again at the wrists, thumbs to face and pinkies forward. Pull your elbows down. Press your knees together. Stick your butt out, just like awkward one. Sit your hips all the way back and sit all the way down in the chair. Stick it out, Stephen. No rounding of the spine. Shoulder blades squeeze together. Stay on 2 feet, or if you know you're ready for it, right leg over your left leg. If you do wrap your foot, you press the top of your foot to the back of your leg. Pull your elbows towards your belly button. Nice. Yes, Matt. When you're on 2 feet, you press the insides of your knees together. On 1 foot or two, stick your butt out even more. Suck your stomach in. Lift your chest up slowly without moving your head. Keep your chin down a little bit. Pull your elbows towards your belly button. Hold still to create the compression in your joints. Breathe calmly through your nose while you still hold your stomach in. Change. Come up, arms over your head. Yeah, that was a long test, wasn't it? Bring your left arm underneath your right arm. Cross at the elbows, again at the wrist, thumbs to face, pinkies face forward. Pull your elbows down. You know the posture's over when it's over. I don't know when it's going to be. Pull elbows down, knees together, stick your butt out, and sit all the way back in the chair. Got a lot of guys, I imagine their joints are a little tight. Get down nice and low, stay on 2 feet. That was sexist. Bring your left leg over your right leg.
Not the first sexist comment of the day.
The first one? Not the first one? Oh, good. Pull your elbows down. Eyes focused forward. You know what that tells me, Matt? I'm being consistent. Suck your stomach in. Compress your joints. Eyes focused forward. Calm, easy breath through your nose. Stick it out again. Yes. Pull elbows down. There I go. That yes. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. Great, Katie. Calm breath through your nose. We got to hold it equally as long as last time, Tess. Could you lift your chest up a little bit more as you still stick your butt out, suck your stomach in nice and tight, hold there, change. Come up, arms over your head, right into second set. Bring your right arm underneath your left arm, cross at the elbows, again at the wrists, thumbs to face, pinkies face forward, pull your elbows down, press your knees together, stick your butt out, sit all the way back in the chair. Get down nice and low, stay on 2 feet, or bring your right leg over your left leg. Yes, Mark. If you wrap your foot, point your toe. Press the top of your foot to the back of your leg. Calm, easy breath. Stomach, suck it in tight. Pull elbows towards belly button. Hold still to compress all of your joints. Beautiful, Dinah. Eyes focused forward. Stomach, suck it in. Yes, Jenny, lift your chest up just a little more to arch your spine. Hold there. Change. Come up, arms over your head. Bring your left arm underneath your right arm. Cross at the elbows, again at the wrist, thumbs to face, pinkies face forward, pull elbows down. Press your knees together, stick your butt out again, lean forward, sit all the way back in the chair, get down nice and low, keep knees behind toes. Stay on 2 feet with knees together or bring your left leg over your right leg. Keep your hips nice and low, pull elbows towards belly button, suck your stomach in nice and tight the whole time. Eyes focused forward, good. Stick it out again. On 2 feet, Stephen, press your knees together and then stick your butt out and chest up even more. That's the position, that's beautiful. Hold still with stomach in, breath calm, you balance, change. Nice job, everybody. Arms over your head, arms down by your side. Standing head to knee, time to balance. Keep your left foot straight, contract your left thigh. Lift up your right leg until your right thigh is parallel to the floor, a 90-degree angle. Stay here or suck your stomach in, round over your leg. Stretch your arms down. What if you just stood on one leg? See what happens. If your hands go past your foot, get your grip all the way up to the webbing. Contract your left thigh. Suck your stomach in if you have the grip, then inhale, lift and stretch right leg, heel forward. That was it, Matt. That was great. Heel forward, toes back, flex your foot at the ankle. If both legs are locked, then bend your elbows down. Gorgeous, Jane. Contract your left thigh. Stomach in, stay lifted out of your lower back. Round your shoulders more forward towards the mirror, even if you're just standing tall. You want to start moving in the direction of where you're going in the posture. Change arms straight, bend your leg, put your foot down. Keep your right foot straight and contract your right thigh. Lift up your left leg, left thigh, parallel to the floor, 90-degree angle. This is great to work on a standing locked knee, but maybe just boop, a little shoulders forward. Stomach sucking in, if you're ready, all the way down, round down. Stretch your arms down, hands past foot. You get your grip to the webbing. Contract your right thigh. Chris, a little straighter with your right leg. Whoops, I know you, that was some perfect timing right there, wasn't it? If both legs are locked, then bend your elbows down. Did I tell you to kick out? I don't know. Contract your right thigh. Straighten the right leg, Margie. Can you feel how it's bent a little bit? Stomach in. Don't tuck your butt under quite so much. Try that out. Elbows go below your calf muscle. Both hips push forward. Stomach suck it in. Standing knee locked. Change arms straight. Bend your leg. Put your foot down. Breathe. Keep your left foot straight, contract your left thigh. Lift up your right leg, right thigh, parallel to the floor, 90-degree angle. Suck your stomach in, slowly round over your leg. Go slowly to feel every detail. Know that nothing from the waist down changes. Mark Fortino, that is awesome. If you have your grip and your knee is locked, then inhale, lift and stretch right leg, heel forward. Flex your foot at the ankle, toes point back towards your face. Yes, if both legs are locked, don't touch it until it's all the way under. It doesn't have to go wide, just right next to it. It's a little, you like to ping pong to the extremes. Elbows go down below your calf muscles, eyes down. If you can maintain balance, beautiful, Walt. Then chin down, then forehead on your knee. Nice, Dinah. Change, chin up, arms straight, bend your leg, put your foot down. Yay, Janet. Keep your right foot straight and contract your right thigh. Lift up your left leg, left thigh, parallel to the floor, 90-degree angle. Suck your stomach in, round over your left leg. Stretch your arms down if your hands go past your foot. Get your grip to the webbing. If on your way to pick up your foot, your leg starts to bend, you just stop in your tracks right there, Margie. Let your butt go out just a little bit. If your leg is locked and you have the grip, inhale, lift and stretch left leg, heel forward. Yes, Marie. Heel forward. Toes back, flex your foot at the ankle. Try to get both knees to lock. If both legs are locked, awesome, Mark Hartley. Then bend your elbows down. Elbows go down below your calf muscle. Just slowly, eyes down, chin down. Stomach in more as you touch your forehead on your knee. Change, chin up, arms straight, bend your leg, put your foot down. Look at yourself, breathe. Standing bow, pulling pose. Bring your right hand up, grab your right ankle from the inside, and bring your left arm up. I've never done a paint night, but I learned that when you do some paint nights, they will tell you, like, I will not judge my painting, and, like, do all this, like, nice little talk to yourself before class. Left arm up, squeeze your butt, tuck it under. Maybe some of you could benefit from that. Lock your standing knee. I will not judge my standing bow. Take an inhale, stretch up. Slowly kick your right leg back. Keep your right hip forward. Calm breath, move slowly. That's great test. Stay right there. Contract your left eye and lift your chest up. Calm breath, keep your mouth closed. Stretch your shoulder to your chin. Feel your left foot flat on the floor. Good, Mark. Calm breath and eyes forward. Head straight, keep your chest up. Stretch your shoulder to your chin. Contract your left thigh again. Feel your left foot flat on the floor. Lift up a little bit more. Stretch your shoulder. Beautiful, Lalinda. Lock your knee. Point your toe and you kick. Change. Kick to come out. Arms down. Look at yourself. Bring your left hand up. Grab your left ankle from the inside. And bring your right arm up. Palm face forward. Guys, you're doing great. Squeeze your butt and tuck it under. Point your left toes. Lock your standing knee. Take an inhale. Stretch your right arm up. Slowly kick your left leg back. Or currently point your left toes to the ceiling. There it goes. Contract your right thigh. Look right at yourself. Calm breath. Move slowly. Keep your chest up. Standing knee locked. Right foot flat on the floor. Awesome. Carmine. Lift up. Point your toes more towards the ceiling. Stephen. There you go. Stretch your shoulder and kick your leg. Yes, Matt. Calm breath. Eyes forward. Point toe and kick your leg. So good, Katie. Slow, smooth. Hold and maintain. Calm breath. Standing knee locked. Lift your chest. Stretch your shoulder. Point your toe and you kick. Change. Kick to come out. Arms down. Look at yourself. You're doing so good. Bring your right hand up. Grab your right ankle from the inside and bring your left arm up, palm face forward. You know to take a break if you need. Squeeze your butt, tuck it under, lock your standing knee. Take an inhale, stretch your left arm up. Slowly kick your leg. Focus your eyes. Calm your breath. Feel your left foot flat on the floor. Keep right hip forward. Beautiful, Margie. Chest up, lift out of your hips. Lock your standing knee nice and tight. Move slowly, move smoothly. Make sure your head is straight. More chest up test. Yes, lock your knee, try it again. Point your toe, lock your knee, kick your leg, hold, maintain, focus, knee locked, you kick, change, kick to come out, arms down. Just hold still, breathe, relax, left hand up. Grab your left ankle from the inside and bring your right arm up, palm face forward. Squeeze your butt and tuck it under. Point your left toes. Take an inhale, stretch up. Slowly kick your left leg back. You guys are doing amazing. Lift up, standing knee locked. Calm breath. A calm breath helps keep you calm so your body can do this stuff. Chest up. Stretch your shoulder to your chin. Amazing focus in here. Right thigh contract a little tighter. That's it. Keep it locked and chest up a little bit more. You can keep chest up and bring your body down. Stretch your shoulder. Lock your knee. Point your toe. Kick your leg, change, kick to come out, nice work. Go to the back of your towel, Tonandasana balancing stick, toes and heels together. Inhale your arms over your head, interlock your fingers, release your index fingers and cross your thumbs. Step your right leg forward, point your left toes, get on one leg, find your balance, your stability first. With left hip forward, bring your body down and your leg up. Your left foot is not a springboard. You lift it up, you find the strength, then you move the body. Arms touch ears, eyes look forward, stomach, suck it in tight. Gorgeous, Marie. Lift up a little more out of your hips. Thighs contract really strong. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. Close your mouth. Stretch apart in opposite direction. Stretch. Inhale. Come up. Keep your arms there and your chin up. Step your left leg forward. Point your right toes. Get on one leg. Keep right hip forward. Find the strength, the stability. Then bring your body down and your leg up. That's it, Mark Fortino. Awesome. Left foot flat on the floor. Thighs contract really strong. Suck your stomach in, lift out of your hips a little bit more. Find that strength. Now you're that straight line, fingers to toes. Stretch apart in opposite directions. Inhale, come up, really good. Exhale, arms down, look forward. Calm breath. Try it again, second set. You can inhale your arms over your head, interlock your fingers, release your index fingers, cross your thumbs. Your heart rate should be up there. Step your right leg forward. Point your left toe. Everybody on one leg first with left hip forward. Then bring your body down and your leg up. Slowly you bring it down. You can come down as far as that left hip stays up and forward. Beautiful, Gretchen. Thighs contract strong. Mark Hartley, lift up a little more out of your hips. Suck your stomach in. That's it. Now you're that straight line. Simply stretch apart in opposite directions. Inhale, come up. Keep your arms there and your chin up. Step your left leg forward. Point your right toes. Get on one leg. Keep the right hip forward. Find the balance. Find hip stability. Then bring body down and leg up. Thighs contract strong. You know, we only build on these postures from this setup. Thighs straight, stomach, suck it in. Lift up a little bit more. Carmine, one more with that right hip forward. Now lift up one more. That's it. Suck your stomach in and stretch apart. Inhale, come up. Exhale, arms down. Oh, Tessa's giving me the eyeballs. Quarter turn, face the left side of the room. Is that how you looked at the deer when you were driving here? Like, how dare you interrupt my piece? Toes and heels together. Inhale, your arms over your head. Right foot step to the right, arms down. Maybe he was going to the North Pole for Santa. Turn your toes in, lock your knees, suck your stomach in, slowly bend your body forward. Here come the hip pops. Pop, 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 pop. Hands on the floor under your shoulders. First order of business, everybody. Straight legs. Then contract the front of your thighs, hold still. Suck your stomach in, stretch down. Then, if you can, grab your heels from the outside. Lock them more, Margie, you can. Stick your butt more up, stick your chest more out, close your mouth, calm breath. I want to tell you guys a story, but I don't want to tell you a story because it's kind of gross. Lock your knees, suck your stomach in, focus your eyes, stretch down, lock your knees again. Suck your stomach in, pull, stretch, change. Come on up. Right foot back to the left, arms up, arms down. Breathing through your nose is just a more efficient way to breathe. It helps keep you calm, you know, mouth, you get all excited. Second set, inhale your arms over your head. That's not the gross part of the story. Right foot step to the right, arms down parallel to the floor. Little toes in, contract your thighs, suck your stomach in, stretch your body down. I do a lot of yoga, and my body's super efficient, and my sense of smell is outrageous. Hands on the floor under your shoulders. I could smell people's breath around me breathing through their mouth the other day. Grab your heels from the outside if you're ready. Don't be that person. Thighs contract. Keep all your sense inside. Suck your stomach in, best you can. Stick your butt more up. Stick your chest out. Flatten your back. Contract the front of your thighs. If you have the grip on your heels, pull and stretch your body down. Knees locked. Stomach in. Good. Stretch down. Chest out. Watch you're not pushing the knees back too much, Tess, especially that right one. Thighs tight. You still want them straight. Stomach, suck it in. Just pull up on the front of your thighs. Stomach in. Stretch down. There you go. Hold there. Change. Come on up. Right foot step to the right, arms up and arms down. Time for triangle trikonasana, toes and heels together. Inhale your arms over your head. Right foot step to the right, arms down parallel to the floor. Turn your right toes out and turn your left toes in. Bend your right leg. Bend it slowly. See if you can bend it where you don't even move your feet and sit down. Keep your spine straight. Good. Inhale. Move your arms and stretch your arms apart. Keep your eyes looking forward. That's the gray wall ahead of you. Then touch your chin to your left shoulder. Good, Pat. Stop right there. Push your left hip forward. Beautiful, Janet. Push your right knee back with your arm. Stephen, left hip more to me. Yes. Suck your stomach in. Now twist your spine more. Stretch your arms apart. Lock your left knee. Keep your left foot flat on the floor. Change. Move your arms. Straighten your leg. Turn your right toes in and turn your left toes out. Keep your left hip up. Bend your left leg. Again, without moving your feet. No need to claw the left foot. Keep down low, spine straight in the center. Inhale, just move your arms. Jenny, you need a bigger step. Mm-hmm. Oh, clawing. Stretch your arms apart. Then touch your chin to your right shoulder. Look up past your right thumb. That's it. Yes. Push your right hip up. Make your right leg straight. That's it. Stomach, suck it in and twist your spine. Beautiful, everyone. Keep the inside of left heel pressed down. Twist your spine a little bit more. Awesome, Chris. Lock your right knee. Keep your right foot flat. Change. Move your arms. Straighten your leg. Right foot back to the left. Arms up and arms down. Head up. Look forward. Do it again. Second set. Inhale your arms over your head. Ooh, Tess. Yeah. Right foot step to the right. Oh, that wasn't a go to stand up kind of movement. Turn your right toes out. Turn your left toes in. Bend your right leg and sit down. Have you just decided that you don't like triangle? Keep your spine straight. Inhale, move your arms. You can have a different opinion as you do this yoga more. Touch your chin to your left shoulder. Let's not be so rigid now. Push your left hip forward and press your right knee back. Suck your stomach in and twist your spine. Stretch your arms apart. Lock your left knee. Keep your left foot flat on the floor. Change. Move your arms. Straighten your leg. Turn your right toes in and turn your left toes out. So while you lie, just ask your, why do you really not like the posture? It's just a posture. Bend your left leg and sit down until your thigh is parallel to the floor. It's the marriage of the heart and lungs. Inhale. Move your arms. That's what the dialogue, I think, says. Stretch your arms apart. Touch your chin to your right shoulder. Push your right hip forward. Press your left knee back. It does have a lot of instructions. It's like looking at a recipe and it's like, oh, that's got 45 ingredients. No, thank you. Suck your stomach in. Twist your spine. Stretch your arms. Lock your right knee. Change. Move your arms. Straighten your leg. Right foot back to the left. Arms up and arms down. Be at the back of your towel. Face forward. Standing separate leg, head to knee. Toes and heels together. Inhale your arms over your head, palms together, cross just your thumbs, step your right leg forward. Keep your left hip forward, is your mouth closed? Stretch up, take a bigger step, Stephen. Tuck your chin and slowly round your spine. Fingers touch, palms open, slowly bend your front leg until your knee touches your forehead. Press down with your fingertips, hold still, Bonnie. Round your spine more. Stretch your shoulders. Awesome, Katie. Stomach, suck it in nice and tight. Maximum compression in your abdomen. Little choking sensation in your throat. You hold still to maximize the benefit you're getting out of the posture. Contract your left thigh. Press your backside heel down. Good. Keep your chin tucked. Straighten your front leg. Lock it. Put your palms together. And slowly round back up. Left hip forward. Arms and ears together. Bring your chin up last. Step your right foot back to meet the left. Step your left foot forward. Keep your right hip forward. Stretch up. Tuck your chin slowly round your spine. Once you get down there, fingers touch, palms open. Slowly bend your front leg. Nice, Walt. Awesome. Stomach, suck it in. Choking sensation in your throat. Calm breath through your nose. Find stillness. some of these postures, it's like, oh, if I do this and I fix this and I adjust this, then it'll be a little bit better. No. Hold still. Stomach in. Calm breath. All the instructions from here and out, they're just reminders. Right thigh contract. Right heel, press it down. Keep your chin tucked. Straighten your front leg locket. Put your palms together slowly, guys. Right hip forward, arms and ears together. Chin up, Laz. Yes, Carmine. Left foot back to meet the right. Arms down by your side. Breathe. Look at yourself. Look how great you guys look. Second set. Inhale your arms over your head. Palms together. Cross your thumbs. Right foot, step it forward. Keep your left hip forward. Stretch up. Tuck your chin slowly round your spine. At any moment you're being hard on yourself, fingertips touch, palms open, slowly bend your front leg and press your knee to your forehead. Just think, you were doing yoga in a mask. Last year, had I told you this is what you were going to be doing right now, you would have been like, no chance in hell. Hips tuck under. Stomach suck it in tight. Choking sensation. Mark Fortino, that looks fantastic. Hold it there. Lock your left knee. Left heel, press it down. Now keep your chin tucked. Straighten your front leg locket. Put your palms together slowly. Go slow, guys. Left hip forward, front thigh contract. Chin up, last. That's it. Not that slow, Stephen. We're out of it. Right foot back to meet the left. Step your left foot forward now. Keep your right hip forward. Stretch up. Tuck your chin slowly round your spine. It's like you ever play chess with somebody. You're like, take your time on your move. And then it's like, I want to do something when this is over. Fingers touch, palms open. Slowly bend your front leg. Press your knee to your forehead, round your spine. Stomach, suck it in. Calm breath through your nose. Choking sensation in your throat, but you breathe calmly. It doesn't have to be relaxing to relax. Right thigh contract, right heel, press it down. Now keep your chin tucked straight and your front leg lock it. Then put palms together and slowly round up. Lock your front knee, Katie. Chin up last. Left foot back to meet the right. Arms down by your side. Be at the center of your towel for tree pose. Toes and heels together. Keep your left foot straight. Lock your left knee. Close your mouth. Lift up your right leg. Grab your right foot from underneath, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Slowly let your right knee come down. Two hips, two shoulders in one line. Then bring your right hand up to the center of your chest. Contract your left thigh. Push your hips forward. Press your right knee back. Beautiful, Bonnie. Open your hips. Stomach in and stretch up. This is awesome, Stephen. Make your two shoulders in one line. You see that? Lift your left shoulder up and back. There. Change. Right leg down. What am I saying? Keep your right foot straight. Lock out your right knee and lift up your left leg. Grab your left foot from underneath, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Slowly let your left knee come down. Two hips, two shoulders in one line. Bring your left hand up. Good. Tess. Whoopsie-doo. Don't shake your head now. Don't deflect my compliment. Push your hips forward. Press your left knee back. Who am I to tell you what to do? Stomach, suck it in. Stretch up. Eyes forward. Knee lock. Lift up a little more. Stomach and stretch up. Taller balance. Change. Left leg down. Toe stand. Put your weight on your left leg and lock it. Lift up your right leg and grab your right foot from underneath, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Look 4 feet ahead of you. Bend your body forward from the lower spine. Touch your hands on the floor. Put all the weight in your arms. Then bend your leg and sit down on top of your heel. Stick your butt out. Stick your chest out a little more, Jenny. And a lot of stomach in as you just stretch up to the ceiling. You find that strength. You no longer need your hands, palms together. Beautiful, Marie. And lift up, eyes forward. Toe stand, hands on the floor. Push your hips up, bring your body up, and put your right foot down. Keep your right foot straight. Lock your right knee. Lift up your left leg. Grab your left foot from underneath. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Look 4 feet ahead of you. Bend your body forward from the lower spine. Touch your hands on the floor. Put the weight in your arms. Then bend your leg and sit down on top of your heel. Katie, can you put your left arm over top of the left knee, left leg, and grab it that way? No. Grab the hand.
What, the
hand? Yeah. Oh. Stomach in. It confuses everybody. I haven't quite figured out why. Toes stand. Hands on the floor. Push your hips up. Bring your body up. Put your foot down. Good job, everybody. Take a quick sip if you need it on your way to Savasana. Remember, mask stays over the nose the whole time. You just lift it up, take your sip, cover your mask, mouth, face, before you can even exhale. Lie down on your back. Arms, legs straight, heels touch. Let your feet just flop open. Arms next to you, palms to the ceiling. Slowly inhale through your nose. Notice the pause at the end of your inhale. And as you slowly exhale, notice the pause at the end of your exhale. Let that be your habit in Savasana. Vanda Wendry move, Pavamuttasana, bend your right leg. Grab your right leg a few inches below your knee. Interlock your 10 fingers all the way up to the webbing. Get a nice tight grip. Pull your right leg down. What are you doing, Mark? A strong, aggressive sit-up isn't going to help a cramp in your abdomen. Chin down, shoulders down, in my opinion. Elbows in, pull a little extra hard and hold there. Change, right leg down. Then just relax until it goes away. Inhale, left leg up. Grab your left leg a few inches below your knee. Get a nice tight grip to the webbing and pull your left leg down. Tuck your chin. Look down the center of your body. Keep your shoulders down, your elbows in. Maximum compression in your left hip joint. Hold it there. Change, left leg down. Try to keep your both feet together and inhale both legs up. Round up and grab your elbows over your knees. Keep your feet relaxed side by side. Hold on to your elbows as tight and compact as possible. If you have your elbows, neck relaxed, head back down. If you don't yet have your elbows, stretch your shoulders up more so you can be as tight and compact as possible. Tessa, I think you can grab your left elbow with your right hand. Yes, sorta-ish. Hold, you got it. Change. Arms, legs straight, heels touch, feet flop open, arms down and palms up. Everything we do is super simple, but not everything is easy. But it also doesn't have to be hard. Was that motivating? Second set, bend your right leg. Grab your right leg a few inches below your knee. Get a nice tight grip all the way up to the webbing. Hold on tight and pull your leg down. Some things will feel great and normal and, oh, I love this, and other things not so much, and maybe that's what you need to work on most. Chin down, shoulders down, elbows in. If you're always shying away from discomfort, you know, what kind of life is that? Pull down. Compress your right hip. Hold it there. Change, right leg down. A life of avoidance. Yeah, good luck with that. Inhale, left leg up. Grab your left leg a few inches below your knee and interlock your 10 fingers. Nice tight grip, pull your leg down. Tuck your chin, back of your neck on the floor. Put both shoulders on the floor. Actually feel them touch. Yes, Margie. Compression in your left hip. Hold it there. Change, left leg down. Inhale, both legs up. Round up and grab your elbows over your knees. Keep your feet relaxed side by side. Be as tight and compact as possible. Just assume you can do it, and then maybe you'll surprise yourself and you can't, but you know, who cares? Don't judge yourself for that. Neck relax, head back down, tuck your chin, shoulders down. Belly relax so you can compress it to its maximum. You just hold it there. Change. Arms, legs straight, heels touch, feet flop open, arms down. And palms up. You breathe and you relax. Anything's going on with your back, you just roll over. Everybody else is sit up. Toes and heels together, flex your feet, arms over your head, cross your thumbs, take a deep breath. Quickly sit up. Grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. Turn around. Wow, if we were allowed to double exhale, that would have been incredible. Turn around, lie down on your belly. But we can't, not for now. Bring your chin forward. Put your hands underneath your shoulders. Make all of your fingers touch, palms flat on the floor. Ankles touch, contract your thighs. Look up, take an inhale, and lift your upper body up. Use your back strength. Look all the way back, shoulders down. Keep your elbows in. Awesome, Chris. Stretch your elbows towards your hips. Look all the way back. Lift your chest up and come up. Slowly lower down. Chin touch, left ear on the towel. Look over your right shoulder. Touch your toes and let your heels flop open. Stephen, I almost called you Charlie.
Oh,
I had a correction. Yesterday, I couldn't even think of your name. And I'm like, he's Charlie. I think we were friends in a past life and your name was Charlie. Second set, chin out, neck flat on the floor. Put your hands underneath your shoulders. Palms flat, ankles touch, contract your thighs, lock your knees. Look up, take an inhale, and lift your upper body up. Use your back strength. So even press down a little bit with your hands to lift your chest higher. That's it. Then elbows in, stretch your elbows towards your hips. Awesome, Mark. Look all the way back, lift your chest up and come up. Slowly lower down. Chin touch, right ear on the towel, look over your left shoulder. Touch your toes, heels flop open. Breathe. Okay, Salabhasana, arms straight, arms underneath your body. Make your palms face the floor, elbows touching each other if you can. Completely relax your left leg. Stretch your right leg back. Lift your right leg up. Eyes look forward. Right thigh contract. Point your right toe. Gorgeous, Tess. Stretch it back. Slowly lower down. Relax your right leg. Stretch your left leg back. Lift your left leg up. Left hip on your arm. Contract your left thigh. Eyes look forward. Point your toe. Stretch it back. Slowly lower down. Turn your head in. Put your mouth on the towel. Elbows closer together. Ankles touch. Contract your thighs. Keep your shoulders down, take an inhale, both legs up. Shift forward towards your shoulders. Straight legs, lock your knees. Beautiful, Gretchen. These look amazing, everybody. Lock your knees tight, shift more forward, legs up a little bit higher, come up, slowly lower down. Great, Walt. with left ear on the towel, look over your right shoulder, other way, Tess. Wishful thinking. She's like, if I turn my head this way, she'll think we did two sets, and then we just will move on. I love this posture. I used to wear a brace on my wrist at night, and now I don't, and I attribute it to this posture. Second set, arms straight, arms underneath your body. Make your palms face the floor, elbows invisible from above. Especially if it's uncomfortable for your elbows, lie on your elbows. Relax your left leg. Stretch your right leg back. Lift your right leg up. Right hip, keep it on your arm. Right thigh, contract really tight. Stretch your leg back. Slowly lower down. Test, flip your hands around, palms down. Relax your, Relax your right leg. Stretch your left leg back, lift your left leg up. Then put your arms next to your body with your palms down. Can you do that? Lock your knees. Point your toes. Just moving in the right direction at least. That's it. Stretch it back. Slowly lower down. Is that okay? Turn your head and put your mouth on the towel. I mean, it doesn't have to be comfortable, just not painful. Ankles touch. Thighs contract. Lock your knees. Shoulders down. Take an inhale and both legs up. Don't even worry about lifting legs up, Tess. Just focus on shift forward towards your shoulders by pressing hands towards your feet. Does that make sense? Lock your knees. That's it. Point your toes. Shoulders stay on the floor. Awesome, Matt. Thighs tight. Point toes. Legs up. Slowly lower down. Right ear on the towel. Look over your left shoulder. Touch your toes and let your heels relax open.
Hands towards your feet is great.
What?
I don't think I've ever heard hands towards your feet. That made a huge difference.
Oh, good. I think that was a compliment, so thank you, Matt.
Kind of balances out the comments that you made earlier.
Full, what's this called? Full locus, porta salabasana. Bring your chin forward and turn your palms down. Toes and heels together, ankles touch, lock your knees. Look up, take an inhale, and now lift everything up until just hip bones touch. Look all the way back with your eyes. Keep your ankles together. Awesome, Janet. Knees locked. Look back. Chest up a little bit higher. You guys can. Chest up, chest up, chest up. Slowly lower down. Left ear on the towel. Look over your right shoulder. Touch your toes. Let your heels flop open. Nice work. Again, second set. Bring your chin forward. Turn your palms down. At home, if you have room, stretch them out to the side. Ankles touch, contract your thighs. Look up, take an inhale, and now lift everything up until just hip bones touch. Look all the way back with your eyes. Focus on chest up even more. Lift up even higher. That's it, Margie. Come on up. Look back further. How high can you go? Keep going. Chest up, chest up, chest up. Slowly lower down. Right ear on the towel. Margie puts her chair into the full upright position in that posture. Amazing. Ready, FBK? Floor bow. Bend your knees. Grab your feet from the... He signed a little message to me, FBK, and I'm like, what's this? Oh. Is it time for floor bow? 6 inches between your knees and your feet. That is a gentle sound. Squeeze your butt. Push it under. Look up. Take an inhale slowly. Kick your legs back. Can you turn it off, Jess? Kick back to open and lift your chest off the floor. Kick your legs up. I'm not so good with technology either, generally. Roll forward, toes in the center. Maintain 6 inches between your knees and your feet. Keep your wrist straight. Point your toes. Mark Fortino, knees in and feet out. Look up to the ceiling. That's it. Keep kicking and don't stop kicking. Slowly lower down. Left ear on the towel. Look over your right shoulder. Touch your toes and let your heels relax open. Would this be a fun new rule? If you leave your phone on and it rings, you have to answer it, put them on speaker, and I'll talk to them. We'll just see where the conversation goes.
It's actually my watch. I leave my phone out there, but I forget it communicates. I'm sorry.
I don't have to apologize. It gave me a great idea, Tess. Second set, bend your knees. Grab your feet from the outside a couple inches below your toes. 6 inches between your knees and your feet. Squeeze your butt nice and tight so you have that good solid foundation framework. Look up. Slowly kick your legs back first. Use the front of your thighs to kick back. Lift your chest off the floor and stretch and open your shoulders. Gorgeous crest. Then kick your legs up. If your chest is off the floor a lot, you roll forward, toes in the center. Little knees in, Janet. That's it. Wrist straight. Point your toes. Look up to the ceiling. Keep kicking. Don't stop kicking. Kick. Slowly lower down. Chin touch. Right ear on the towel. Look over your left shoulder. Touch your toes. Heels flop open. You breathe. You relax. Go ahead and give yourself a push-up. Come on up to the top of your towel for fixed firm pose. Sukta Vidrasana, another opportunity to have a quick sip if you need it. After you have your sip of water, separate your feet, sit in between your heels, separate your knees if you need. Best to get into your setup and then have your sip, though. Oh, Mark, you were just late to the party, huh? Hands on your feet, fingertips forward. And you go back one elbow at a time. Top of your head, back of your head, whole upper body relaxed on the floor. Grab your elbows over your head, tuck your chin, and lift your chest. Focus your eyes and breathe easy in and out of your nose. Chin down and chest up. Eventually, knees back together. And go to the edge of your comfort, but don't go to pain. Be where you can just hold still, breathe, and relax. Focus your eyes one spot. Stay in it through the next set or change. Hands on your feet, one elbow at a time, come up. Turn around, lie down on your back. Relax, Savasana. Arm on your head was dangerously close to the mirror. I was a little worried about it. Weird place to get a head injury. Toes and heels together. Flex your feet. Arms over your head. Cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath. Quickly sit up. Grab your toes. Forehead to your knees. Elbows to the floor. Turn around. Second set. Top of your towel. Separate your feet. Sit in between your heels. Separate your knees if you need. Feel your heels touching your hips. Hands on your feet. Fingertips forward. Steven, come to the top of your towel. Let's be optimistic about your posture. There we go. I like that. Close your mouth, bud. Hands on your feet, fingertips forward, and you go back one elbow at a time. Awesome, Chris. Share all the way down. Grab your elbows over your head. Tuck your chin. Lift your chest. And don't force it. Don't force it. Or, you know, try to force it and live with those consequences. Breathe. Relax. Be patient with your body as it learns, opens, and understands all this. I'm not in a hurry. I'll teach you forever if you want. I don't care. Change. Hands on your feet. As long as you'll have me. Turn around, lie down, relax, Savasana. Quiet breath. And if you're not kind of calm, just, you know, stay in Savasana a little longer. Sit up, toes and heels together, flex your feet, arms over your head, cross your thumbs, take a deep breath, quickly sit up, grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. Turn around, be at the back of your towel for Ardhakarmasana, half tortoise. Kneel down, knees and feet together. Inhale your arms over your head, palms together, cross your thumbs. You can sit back. Stretch up, stretch your body forward from the lower spine to the floor. Touch your forehead on the floor, touch your pinkies on the floor. Keep your eyes open, your mouth closed. Press your knees together. Bring your heels together if you can. Feel your forehead press into the floor. Calm breath, clear your mind. Stretch your shoulders, compress your hips. These look great, everybody. Just hold here, breathe. Stay in it through the next set, or come on up, arms and ears together. Exhale, arms down, turn around, lie down. Relax, Savasana. Arms, legs straight. Heels touch, feet flop open. Palms face the ceiling. Mark Fortino, slow your breathing down, bud. Count it if you need. I spent years counting my breath because my brain was just so busy. Didn't know how to stop being so busy. Sit up, toes and nails together. Flex your feet, arms over your head, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath. Quickly sit up. Grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. Turn around. Second set. Kneel down at the back of your towel. Inhale your arms over your head, palms together, cross your thumbs. Stretch up. Stretch your body forward from the lower spine. Touch your forehead on the floor. Touch your pinkies on the floor. Keep your arms straight, your eyes open, your mouth closed, your breath calm. Press your knees together. Hips stretch back, heels as close to each other as possible. That person could use some yoga. Eyes open, calm breath. Hold still here, breathe. Change, come on up, arms and ears together. Exhale, arms down, turn around, lie down, relax. Savasana. Inhale for 5 or 6 seconds. Exhale for 5 or 6 seconds. Just because it worked for me doesn't mean it'll work for you. Find what works for you. Toes and nails together, flex your feet, arms over your head, cross your thumbs, take a deep breath, quickly sit up, grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. I don't recommend counting if counting is your distraction. Stand up on your knees for camel. Sorry, Carmine. 6 inches between your knees and your feet. Put your hands on your hips, fingertips towards the floor. Push your hips forward, close your mouth. Inhale, lift your chest. Exhale, relax your neck. Drop your head, go back halfway, stop there. You are committing to that hat, aren't you? If you're ready, grab your heels one at a time, thumbs outside, fingers inside, full palm grip. I feel like I can do it. I can wear this hat the whole class. Push your hips forward. Tess, open your knees and your feet a little wider. There you go. Eyes look down. Keep your chest up. Breathe easy. A little more hips forward, Janet. Yes, open up the whole front side of your body. Look all the way down. Keep your eyes open. Mouth closed in breath, calm. Hips forward, chest up. Hold here. Beautiful, Dinah. Change. Support your lower back as you come up. Sit down, turn around. Lie down on your back right away in Savasana. Toes and heels together, flex your feet, arms over your head, cross your thumbs, take a deep breath, quickly sit up, grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. Turn around, do it again. Stand up on your knees, put 6 inches between your knees and your feet. Hands on your hips, fingertips towards the floor. Push your hips forward. Inhale, lift your chest, exhale, relax your neck. Drop your head, go back halfway. You're ready, grab your heels one at a time or keep your hands on your hips to support your lower back. Look down for the floor below you. Yes, Mark Hartley. Push your hips, lift your chest. Good choice, Stephen. Eyes look down, mouth closed. Keep your breath calm. Push your hips forward. Lift your chest, open the whole front side of your body. Gorgeous, Bonnie. Look back a little bit further. Probably let your high hand slide a little bit more. Hips forward, chest up, calm breath, hold it here. Shane, nice job, good. Walt, come on up, sit down, turn around. Lie down on your back, Savasana. Relax and breathe. Whatever comes up for you, it's just what's coming up for you. Sit up, toes and heels together, flex your feet, arms over your head, cross your thumbs, take a deep breath, quickly sit up, grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. Turn around for rabbit. Dasana. Kneel down towards the back of your towel, put the towel over your heels, and grab your heels over the towel. So you have a good dry grip. Hold on to your heels. You all right, Carmine? Yep. Did you get stuck?
Nope.
Tuck your chin and curl down. Round your spine. Nice, tight, compact. Once you're down there, roll forward and lift your hips up until your arms are straight. Press your knees down, tops of feet down, no gap under your ankles. Stomach, suck it in, nice and tight. Awesome, Marie. Bring your heels together, suck your stomach in. Roll forward, push your hips more forward. Tremendous stretching in your whole spine. If there's any bend to your arm, straighten your arm, relax them. So you can stretch your shoulders in your upper back. Yes, Jenny, can you bring your heels a little closer? Stomach, suck it in. Hold on to your heels. Roll forward. Push your hips forward. Whole spine stretching. Change. Curl up. Nice job. Bring your chin up last. Turn around. Lie down on your back. Savasana. Arms next to you. Palms up. Heels touch. Feet flop open. Just hold still. Breathe and relax. Sit up, toes and heels together, flex your feet, arms over your head, cross your thumbs, take a deep breath, quickly sit up, grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. Turn around, again, kneel down at the middle of your towel, knees and feet together. Put the towel over your heels. Grab your heels over the towel. Hold on to your heels. Tuck your chin to your chest and round down. Nice, tight, compact. Once you're down there, roll forward and lift your hips up until your arms are straight. Regrip on your heels if you need. Stomach, suck it in nice and tight. Hips more forward. Tremendous stretching in your whole spine. These look gorgeous, everybody. Heels together. Stomach in, mouth closed, calm, quiet breath. Push your hips more forward. Stomach, suck it in. Hips more forward, deeper stretch, whole entire spine. Change, curl up. Bring your chin up last. Turn around, lie down on your back, relax, Savasana. Looking at Tessa's water bottle, it has a sticker on it that says smile. Are you trying to tell me something, Tess? Sit up, toes and heels together, flex your feet, arms over your head, cross your thumbs, take a deep breath, quickly sit up, grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor, turn around, face forward, head to knee with stretching. Did you ever have one of those classes, Tess, where you committed to a bad mood the whole class?
Say again?
Have you ever had a class where you've committed to a bad mood the entire time? Right leg out, left leg in? I didn't think so. Arms over your head, turn to the right.
I'll have that kind
of sound. Yeah, you don't. Round, round down. And touch your forehead on your knee. I don't recommend it. I did it for years. It's not necessary. Suck your stomach in. You certainly, it's an option. Forehead on your knee. Choking sensation in your throat. Maximum compression in your abdomen. Bring your elbows in. Bend your elbows down. Yes, Margie. Stomach, suck it in nice and tight. Change. Right leg in and left leg out. Turn to the left, tuck your chin round down, and touch your forehead on your knee. Bend your left leg so your knee and your forehead touch. Stomach, suck it in, nice and tight, chin tucked. Choking sensation in your throat, keep your forehead on your knee. Then bring your elbows in, bend your elbows down. Flex your foot at the ankle. Suck your stomach in nice and tight, maximum compression in your abdomen. Change. Both legs out in front of you, lie down on your back, watch out if anything dangerous is behind you, and then sit up immediately. Grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. Bend your legs up. Put your hands next to your hips as you walk your hips back until your legs are straight. Contract your thighs once they're straight. Lock your knees. Keep them locked the whole time. Chest out, stomach in. Stretch forward from your lower spine. Bring your body down slowly with a flat back. A little more chest out, Gretchen. That's it. Then grab your big toes with your middle and index fingers. Keep your shoulders back. So again, Stephen, that's it. Shoulders back. Put your hands right next to your hips and stick your chest out, not your chin. Lock your knees. Stomach in. Pull. Yes, Katie. Lock your knees one more. Are they locked totally? Stomach, suck it in. So this plastic's thick. Stomach in. Stretch forward. Use the grip to pull more. More shoulders back there. There's too much rounded spine. Chest out, test, and squeeze your shoulder blades together. Scapulas in your world. Lock your knees. Stomach in. Look forward. Stretch. Change. Turn around, lie down. Relax, Savasana. When the instruction is to bring shoulders down in this posture, it's down in relation to your body, not the floor. So if you're forward and you bring your shoulders down towards the floor, it's going to round your upper back. Down in relation to your body, it pulls it down towards your hips. Sit up, toes and heels together. Flex your feet, arms over your head, cross your thumbs, take a deep breath. Quickly sit up. Grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. Turn around. Second set. Right leg out, left leg in. Arms over your head, turn to the right. Tuck your chin round down, touch your forehead on your knee, bend your right leg so your knee and your forehead touch. Stomach, suck it in nice and tight, chin tuck, choking sensation in your throat, maximum compression in your abdomen without moving your head. Forehead stays touching your knee, elbows in, bend your elbows down. Flex your foot at the ankle, suck your stomach in nice and tight. Change. Right leg in, left leg out. Turn to the left. Tuck your chin round down. Touch your forehead on your knee. Bend your left leg so your knee and your forehead touch. I think that was a hot rod, not a motorcycle that time. Suck your stomach in. Forehead on your knee, chin tuck, choking sensation in your throat. Awesome, Jenny. Can you get your forehead any higher up your leg while stretching your arms forward like that? Elbows in. Elbows down, flex your foot at the ankle, stomach in nice and tight, change. Both legs out in front of you, lie down on your back, sit up immediately, grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. Bend your legs up, hands next to you, walk your hips back, till your legs are straight. Straight legs, contract your thighs, flex your feet, heels might even come off the floor. Now stick your chest out, lead with your chest. Test, keep your hands right next to your hips. Put them on the floor. Press down. Now stretch forward from your lower spine. shoulders back, shoulders down. You see how you're leading with your chest, chin test? Just chest. Grab your big toes with your middle and index fingers. Look in the mirror. If you round your spine as you grab your big toes, you might not be ready to grab your big toes. Stomach, suck it in. Lock your knees nice and tight. Good, Carmine, yes. Thighs contract. Stomach, suck it in. Stretch more forward. Pull a little bit if you have that grip. Lock your knees, keep looking at yourself. Stomach, suck it in, lock your knees tighter. Stomach in tighter and pull and stretch. Change, turn around, lie down. Relax, Savasana. Good, Pat. Pat, that was a half-assed thumbs up. That was a wholehearted compliment. There you go. That's the spirit, buddy. Sit up, toes and heels together. Flex your feet, arms over your head, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath. Quickly sit up. Grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. Face forward, half spine twist. Ardha Mottasandrasana. Bend your left leg on the floor. Put your right foot over your left knee so your knee and your heel touch. Put your right hand behind you at the base of your spine and your left arm over your right knee. Push your knee back with your arm. Press down with your right hand. Suck your stomach and stretch up. Turn, look over your right shoulder and twist. If your left leg is bent, point your left toes to the back of the room. Suck your stomach in and stretch up. Stick your chest out a little bit more. Look over your right shoulder. Turn, twist, twist, twist. Change. Switch your legs. Bend your right leg on the floor. Put your left foot over your right knee. I hear mouth breathing. Left hand behind you at the base of your spine. Right arm over your left knee. Push your knee back with your arm. Press down with your left hand. Stomach, suck it in, stretch up. Turn, look over your left shoulder and twist. If you don't need your left arm for support, wrap it around your back. Keep your left hip down on the floor. Stick your chest out flatter with the back. Stomach, suck it in, beautiful, Gretchen. Stretch up nice and tall. Look over your left shoulder, turn, twist, twist, twist. Change. Spin around. Lie down, relax. Savasana. Well, Karma, what do you have to say about class?
Well, it looks like we made it.
Looks like we made it. A little breathless.
Yep.
But that's all right. Good. Sit up, toes and heels together. Flex your feet, arms over your head, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath. Quickly sit up. Grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. I think it's going to be a beautiful day out there, too. Like 60 and sunny.
Yep.
Typical Christmas weather in Baltimore. Kneel down at the middle of your towel. Sit cross-legged if that works better. I clap my hands. Remember in the room, keep your mouth closed. If you lose the rhythm, you just jump out and jump back in. Follow along. Begin. That's a little faster. You can do it. Lock out your elbows. Sit up nice and tall. See yourself in the mirror and begin. Quick sip on your way to final Savasana. Thank you, Zoomers, for joining as always, and please take your time here. I hope we see you guys all tomorrow. Namaste to you. And the rest of you know you got 5 minutes here for final Savasana. Please take your time, settle in, and enjoy this time for yourself. Keep the room calm, keep the room quiet for everyone around you who would also like this time. Take a slow inhale through your nose. And a nice, calm, relaxing exhale as you just sink in and let everything go. And I'll be back in a few. Namaste.